You're listening to Voices and Views on Great Falls Public Radio, KGPR 89.9, keeping it local, keeping you informed. We had a great discussion with Norma Ashby-Smith, and now we're going to go into our second part of today's Voices and Views, and I have the pleasure of interviewing Louisa Libertelli-Dunn, the Director of Operations at Peace Place, and Casey Beal, the Director of Administration. So thank you all very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank
for
you.
Us.
So let's jump right in. Peace Place, respite with care. What does that mean? What is Peace Place about?
Peace Place is a local nonprofit that works with children that have a medical or a developmental disability, and we service children from 0 to 5. And then we have an after-school program for, again, children with medical needs, disabilities, developmental disabilities, or typical functioning peers from kindergarten 5 to 12 plus. So we provide an opportunity for kids to be kids in a safe, therapeutic, but trained atmosphere. A lot of our kids need a little extra care at home, and it makes a parent tired. So it's nice to know that they have an opportunity to come to Peace Place, and for 3 hours, their kid is provided with a very nice environment. We let them play. We introduce them to art and exploration. We're completely licensed, so that means all our staff is trained. And the kids can be themselves, regardless if there's a behavioral issue or a medical need.
Wonderful. So I always want to get a little background on my guests. And so, Louisa, I'm sure our listeners can tell, I'm a Flatlander. They all say I have a Missouri accent, right? Where are you from, and what brought you out here, and how did you find this passion? If people could see you, they can sense this, the enthusiasm and passion you have for working with kids.
Well, I'm originally from New York City, Queens, raised, lived on Long Island for a little bit. I came out here because this is where my husband actually fell in love with, and he is a born Texan, raised in New York, but we have family here in Great Falls that we're very close to, so we made that great leap close to 3 years ago. Where my passion started from, it started from being a kid that was incorrectly labeled as being retarded by a teacher. My parents' efforts discovered a hearing impairment. I received some special services in a typical school and moved on, and always kind of knew that this was my purpose in life, was to give back to kiddos. And I was introduced to a population of children 35 years ago that have autism. And I fell in love with these kids, and I fell in love with the uniqueness of children, all children, regardless of what's going on with them. And my passion is, you know, it's kind of corny when you say children are our future. They are our legacy. They are our responsibility, all children. You know, I've met some of the most amazing kids in this universe that others may have not given a chance to or have written out. They've taught me patience and love and creativity, endurance, and of all things, humor. So my passion is giving back.
I love it. And Casey, you're a Montana native. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved.
For sure. Yep. Born and raised in Montana, a very small town. And so my journey is definitely a little different than Louisa's. So I actually have a child with a disability. He has Down syndrome. He's now 8 years old. And that was my first introduction to Peace Place, is we actually received services from Peace Place. And he was able to be helped out over the summer because he didn't qualify for the extended school year. And so we went to Peace Place for support with academics, and we found so much more. We found a lot of help with behaviors. We were struggling with some not so great behaviors at home and at school. And this woman, Louisa, she is like a miracle worker with those kiddos. And she really helped us to turn things around for my son, Rye. And then I became involved as a board member with Peace Place. And helped out there. And eventually there was a job position that came open, and I put in for it, just wanting to further the mission and just help other families to be as blessed as we were by these services.
And so I loved that you guys talk about, you say, welcome to the family when people come here. And I think that's so meaningful and true. And I, having all this experience, you know, many of our listeners are parents, and many of them may be, you know, going through challenges of raising kids that have special needs. And what do you say to them about, you know, advice on how to be the best parent and to be there for your child while taking care of yourself?
Casey, what did I tell you when I first met you?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
You're doing the best possible job that you can at this moment. You know, when you go on an airline, they tell you to put the oxygen on yourself first before you help anyone else. If we as parents, as caregivers, are not taking care of ourselves, you know, that cup has to be full to give to someone else. So first we start with the parent. We tell them there is no blame, there is no guilt, there is no remorse. We move ahead. We keep our paths clear. See the beauty. A lot of times I'll ask parents to go home and tell me three really cool things you like about your kid. Think in the positive. Write them somewhere you can see them every single day. I'm a parent of a now 24-year-old. I can tell you there are days I had to look at my list. There are still days, and I hope she's listening, that I still have to be reminded of my list. But she inspires me. Our kids inspire us, and then we listen. I think that's the great thing that Peace Place does on so many levels. You can hear what you want to hear, but until somebody truly listens to you, until somebody truly kind of gets in your skin a little and embraces you, and I hope, I truly do hope and pray that we don't ever land judgment values on anyone. We just accept you where you're coming from. We accept our kids where they are. And our mission is Respite with a Purpose. We take you to the next level, whatever that level looks like for you and wherever you're comfortable, and kind of being that guiding force.
So I want to jump in into the nuts and bolts of the program. So I know, you know, you do the aftercare, the after school. So kids come in from school, right? What happens when they arrive? What, you know, what's going on then for the next, is it?
3 hours.
3 hours.
So kids are coming in from school, or if they're homeschooled, they're coming in from their home environment or wherever their alternate school placement was. They come in, they get signed in. Every child, for as long as Peace Place has been in operations, even pre-COVID, we do a health check. We want to make sure our kids are healthy. So they do a health check. They're encouraged to go wash their hands. We greet them. They get to free play kind of wherever they want to go. So they have an opportunity to play ball, to draw, play a game, hang with a staff. Sometimes all the kids want to do is talk to somebody who's just going to listen to them and say, I had a bad day. And that's just that moment of listening, of going, you didn't have a bad day. You had a bad moment. We're good. We're moving on. Some of our kids like to tell us about their green choices versus their red choices. Green choices means happy choices. You made great choices. Sometimes they'll tell us, I had a red day, but did you move it to a green day? Yeah. Hey, rock on. You had a successful day. And we encourage them to be successful and feel good. That's the whole thing, is have value in yourself and feel good. It's okay to be yourself. So you have to release that energy. Go do it.
And I just wanted to add to that, too. The other really cool thing about the after school program, about all of our programs, actually, is that siblings are involved as well. And so we're also getting those neurotypical children in there as well, getting that mainstream effect. And also siblings are able to interact with other siblings that are going through similar things, you know, because it's not always simple or easy or fun, you know, to have a sibling that has some sort of diagnosis or disability, and they're able to share their experiences and work through it together. So that's been pretty amazing too. And my youngest son has been able to attend as well and experience some of that stuff.
I love it. That's incredible. Yeah. And I know you guys work a lot with the parents as well. And that's the only way to do it, right? You get the whole family unit, right?
Exactly. And we want our siblings to know they're not identified as so-and-so's brother or so-and-so's sister. You're you. That's who we want to talk about at that moment. Just you. And let your brother or sister do what they need to do with their friends. Cultivate your own friends here.
Absolutely. So I think it's helpful for our listeners to... Can you give us a story of a success, right? Something that stands out in your mind of when they came to Peace Place and then, you know, months or years later, the progress they've made.
We have a little boy, getting taller than me now, came in, actually our first intake for the after school program. And I met with the dad and with the kiddo and with their caseworker. And the dad came down and he basically gave me everything. And it was a pretty tough story to listen to. The child had just came off of a hospitalization that caused some separation. And one of the things dad said was, listen, he's not going to last more than 2 weeks. He doesn't ever last more than 2 weeks. They call me to come pick up my son. He's been with us for almost 3 years. He's very, very successful. He's doing really well in school and at home. And he has made some adaptions in his life, and he understands his moods. And when he needs to regulate, he needs to express. He gave me one of my favorite quotes. We were out in the play yard goofing around, and I said, come on, dude, be happy. And he turns to me and he goes, you know, Miss Lou, not all of us could be happy. And I had to think about it. Honestly, it's not often that I'm speechless. And I had a few seconds of speechlessness. I said, you know, you're right. But every moment, every morning, I wake up and make that choice. He came back to me and he goes, what do you mean? I said, we're not always all happy. Some of us have to make a choice. Today, I chose to be happy. And he went off to play and he came back to me and goes, okay, I choose to be happy now.
Beautiful.
And I love that. It was, you know, some of our kids have to know that they're not alone. And that's one of our kiddos.
That's really heartwarming. So I know that Peace Place is in a transition period, right? I know you're starting new programs, and I want our listeners to know ways that they could support the mission and to know a little bit about, you know, what is your strategic plan? What's the future hold?
Yeah, well, we're hoping to do a lot of growth. That's definitely in the future for us. We just, as of July, became our own separate entity. We were previously a mission for a church here in town, and now we're independent. And so, you know, with that comes a lot of changes. And also, you know, we are looking to expand. So, you know, if people, you know, are listening and think that, oh gosh, I know a kid that could really benefit from that, or a family that could really benefit, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. And also, we are starting a new program with community partners looking for sponsorships where they can actually sponsor a child. And so kind of what that looks like is just for $25, you're sponsoring a child in our program for a day. And then for $125, they get a go for the whole week, $500 for the month, or $6,000 for those corporate sponsors that wanted to, you know, sponsor somebody for the year. We also have some camp opportunities for sponsorships where 12 kiddos would get to go to a summer camp for $1,440. So definitely, if you're looking to partner with us, we would love to chat with you more about that.
And so those are incredible opportunities. And I love where you know exactly where your donation, your investment is going.
Yep.
So where can they find more information? And then what number do they call to get in contact with you all?
Yeah, you bet. So I can be emailed Casey@peaceplacegf.com. Also, I can give you Louisa's email. It's just Louisa@peaceplacegf.com. And we just recently got a new phone number, which we'll have to look up, but I'll give you my cell phone right now. It's 406-599-4695.
I just also want to point out, all of our programming through our families is free. So we don't charge any of our families a penny to walk through the door. So this is what we depend on. We depend on grants. We depend on the community. We are very big on supporting our community. We have a philosophy of Peace Place: together we can. And together this Great Falls community can achieve greatness. So we want to be part of that with our kiddos and give back. And our future will be so much brighter. Our kids have a place in our community. Our families have a place in our community. And our community has a place in our heart of being part of the Peace Place family. And we'd like to expand our family.
And so on the expansion, I think it's helpful to know what are your needs, whether, you know, not just financial, but what would you like to see if you could have the perfect facility? What would that look like? And what would that take?
Well, without sounding crass, definitely money. A building would be wonderful, to one-stop shopping, we like to call it, to have a building that would be able to put different therapists. You know, a lot of our parents, and Casey can speak definitely more to this than I can, you spend a lot of your day chauffeuring your kid to one therapist to another therapist. So if we could have our therapists, speech, OT, PT, behavioral, and it would be great to have clinic care, also pediatric dentists that specialize in our kiddos, even some wellness opportunities for our families.
That sounds incredible. So I'd like to know how many, children do you serve? And do you have any idea of the unmet need in the community?
Currently, our license for our little kid program only allows us 12 children at a time because of our space size. Our after-school program is up at Skyline temporarily. That gives us a capacity of 20. But we're moving our after-school program back down to First Presbyterian Church to be more centrally located for our families. The need is great. It's something that isn't well documented. A lot of our parents go under the radar. Also, having military families, there are people that in and out due to deployment.
Absolutely, and that's very helpful. I hope that you can interface with Malmstrom and those folks to make sure that they're coming in.
Okay.
So I do want to what are the things that you see most in children, right? What are the issues that they're coming in with, and how do you break that down for a parent? That's what I really want. How do you break it down of what this is what it is? And this is how we're going to work together as a team to get things going.
The highest commonality is anxiety in all of our children. One identification. So one of the things once we observe a kid is we explain to the parents, these are not always choice decisions. We explain the difference between a tantrum and a meltdown. So a tantrum, as we like to call it, is that I want statement. I want that ice cream cone. The minute I get it, I'm good. A meltdown is more neurologically based. There's a disruption in your neurosystem and your whole body almost goes into overload. So it's not so easy to come down. And sometimes it's caused by sensory issues, the light, the noise, the taste. I'm tired, I'm hungry. Sometimes it's just, I can't sit all day. You're asking me to sit for 6 hours and focus on stuff that I can't anymore. My body's breaking down. So that physical activity for many of our kids is very, very important. For some of our kids, it's not the physical activity, it's the calming activities. We talk about mindfulness, breathing, but again, it's that you as the parent on the model, do your best to stay calm yourself.
So what are the issues that you see parents struggle with the most?
Time. Time to breathe. Time to be themselves. You know, we talk about siblings get lost in their siblings, parents get lost in their kids. There's a high rate of interdependency. The parents, the marriages, highest rate of divorce, because you don't have time to connect with that other parent. You always feel like you're catching up, and then one parent tends to feel angry at the other parent. And then the other parent is not, they feel like they're not doing enough. I always joke, mom's going to nurture mode and dad's going to I need to fix it mode. The one thing is not always clearly understood by dads. This is not always fixable. This is adaptable. I encourage parent date night if you're married or in a relationship, whatever that looks like. I used to have parents who did their date night with a baby monitor in their garage. Two rules, no money, no kids conversation. Talk about you, whatever it takes. If you're single, get your community. We did pre-COVID have kids night in. And what that was, for 3 hours, you can drop your kid off. The older kids were dropped off at night, so parents or whatever, go out and have a date night, go to the movies, go take a shower, uninterrupted. It was your time. And again, free service.
I love it. That is a good one for all of us.
Yes.
Right, is to build in that time for ourselves. Because I think we all have a tendency to get kind of, caught up in the day-to-day, and it gets lost. So I want to make sure I cover the early risers, and that's going to be coming up here every Thursday in May, starting at 7 a.m. At the New City Church Youth Facility at 4114 North Park Trail. And I know both of you will be speaking, and then I wanted to get some background. Kitty Cornwell, who's your board chair, and So what's going to be the gist kind of your presentations during Early Risers?
Well, you're going to get to see some pictures of our kiddos, get to see them in action in the morning program, the afternoon program. I think we've got some pictures of them playing basketball and building forts and doing all that fun stuff. Some pictures of some of our outreach programs that we have done kind of in conjunction with First Presbyterian Church. We did an Easter event, and then we did a Christmas event as well at the Lights on the High Plains. And those were really fun. And yeah, just kind of get to see a face to associate with what we do and just talk about our mission statement and what we do.
So we're coming to the end of our time, and I want to ask three kind of quick questions. So I want to start out first, if there's one misconception that folks have about kids with special needs, what is it?
I think just that they know where they're coming from, and I feel like so many of the behaviors and the things you see on the outside are just because they're trying to communicate, whether they're communicating that, you know, they're hungry or they're uncomfortable, anxious, whatever. So much of it is just an effort to communicate. And so I think that, you know, people put different labels on them, like they're, you know, acting out or being defiant or violent or whatever. And that's not necessarily the case. They're just probably trying to communicate something.
I love it. And so the next one I have is, describe Peace Place and the experience you'll get there in three words.
You'll get hope. You'll get value. You get a community.
And my last question then is, what is your greatest need? If we have a listener that's looking to support, what action could they take today to help out your kiddos?
I would say just give us a call and let us know how you can help. We're taking, you know, volunteers just to come in and spend time helping us out with different projects, maybe even interacting with the children, or, you know, just to, you know, pledge a donation and to do one of these sponsorships. Just let us know what you can do.
So to end on that, will you give our listeners one more time, what are those sponsorship levels?
You bet. So for $25, you're sponsoring a child to attend one of our programs for the day. For $125, that child gets to go for the whole week. $500 covers that child for the whole month. And $6,000 allows them to attend Peace Place for the whole year. And then again, we also have the camp sponsorship opportunities for the $1,440, and that covers 12 kids getting to go to a week-long camp.
And one of our cool camps this summer is we're going to do two back-to-back weeks of back-to-school boot camp. Our kids have a hard time re-regulating back to school, so the 2 weeks before school starts, we're going to have a fun, exciting boot camp that gives them academic base, behavioral base, a little centering of control. So when they do start school, they're ready to go. They're full of energy and they're focused down.
Beautiful. I can tell, you know, this is just such a well thought out program, right? In terms of that you incorporate the kids, the siblings, the parents, you're doing all this outreach in the community and you're thinking proactively, right? We're already dealing with go back to school here in April. So I just, on a last note, I just want to thank you guys so much for the work that you do. I know it's often unheralded and is difficult, right? You have the hope and the joy, but I know, you know, when you're not getting enough sleep and whatnot, it's really a blessing what you guys do in our community. And I just want to acknowledge that and thank you. And I greatly appreciate having you on.
We thank you for allowing us to share Peace Place. And I think our reward a lot of days is those little kids that come in and they smile and they're happy.